At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
I'm John Batchelor with Henry Sikorsky of the Nonproliferation Policy Education Center. And Henry and I enjoy changing a little bit of direction now and again into low Earth orbit. And now today we're going to go to the Earth-Moon system and maybe the Mars-Earth-Moon system. Henry, there's an article at Ars Technica, an interview with Dean Chung, a distinguished scholar, long at the Heritage Foundation, by Mr. Berger of Ars Technica, a sophisticated scientific and rocket writer, about the so-called race between China, the People's Republic of China, and NASA, the United States, back to the moon. I believe the opinion is that China is ahead. Is that correct, Henry?
That's what people are mumbling about, because they got pictures of a moon lander test and some spacelift booster tests that suggest that they're further along than we thought. And of course, there's a lot of hand wringing about our program that it's further behind than people say. And so the great fear next is they'll be number one on the moon, and we will get there number two.
And I want to explore not the facts of the engineering at this point. The U.S. has the SLS. It has Starship being tested in Boca Chica by Elon Musk's SpaceX. It also has money at NASA too, and a president who says get to the moon by the end of my term. The Chinese, they have Long March 10, which just did a static test, Long March 9 that is expected to do a static test by 2030, and they have a lander now. Putting all these elements together, you could say China's ahead. What does that mean, Henry? We've been there. We've done that. What would significant be about the effect of China landing on the moon before the U.S. can get its boots on?
Well, I think Dean Chang was quite eloquent in explaining it. Personally, I am a skeptic about the importance of manned space travel, but I think his point trumps anything I think. What he pointed out is the United States already went to the moon, and if China gets to the moon now before the U.S. can get there itself after having already gone there, it's going to make the United States look like a dying power, not tomorrow's news, but yesterday's history. And I think that has an impact in our ability to compete as a country with something to offer the world in a fundamental fashion. And if you lose much bigger than just being number two on the moon, is his point. I think that's a very powerful argument. And I think he may be right.
The reason I hesitate is because Elon Musk, who is testing Starship, and that's part of the NASA plan to get back to the moon by 28, is keen to bypass the moon, saying, been there, done that, and get to Mars. Is that part of Dean Chung's case, or is that another argument?
That is not part of his argument, and I can only speculate as to why. I think I'll just supply what I make of that, and that is going to Mars is not something likely to happen before you go to the moon, and all eyes are on the moon right now. So it may be more exciting in the eyes of some, Mr. Musk in particular. He may be able to persuade a new administration to prioritize going to Mars and not prioritize going to the moon. But the fact of the matter is, going to the moon will happen first. I think even to get to Mars, you got to go to the moon anyway. So all eyes are lunar focused.
Henry Sikorsky is the executive director of the Nonproliferation Policy Education Center, asking at the National Interest with Andrea Stricker. Mr. Trump, what is the policy about nuclear power, nuclear fuels, bomb making in general?
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.